And this is I Love This Town. Got a story today that brought grins to my face. I'll see if I can't share a few of those with you. Dear Kate, I had a weird day at school last week. I just kept losing stuff. Lost my ruler, one of my school books, and I lost a homework paper that was due. I found the ruler. The next day, it was in a bag that I'd forgotten I took to study at a friend's house after school a couple of days before, and the book was in there too. But the paper, boy, that was like the last straw. I had worked hard on it, and that's a tough class for me, history. I really wanted to do well on this paper. I had no idea where it could have gone. I called my grandma. She searched the whole house, and it just wasn't there. So then I looked everywhere at school. I looked in the classrooms. I looked at the place where I'd met my friends for lunch. I asked my teachers. I even looked in the bathroom. One of my friends said, "What if you dropped it and it blew away?" And that was it. I just started crying. I wound up in the school office. And while I was sitting there, the mailman came in with a bunch of packages, and I heard him ask if there was a student there named my name. Well, apparently, it turns out there was a guy who was walking up to the school who asked the mailman to bring this paper in that he had found on the bus bench. And I remembered then that I set it down while I was tying my shoe. It must have been there the whole day. What a relief. I got it back and got it in on time. When I told my grandmother the story after school, she told me to write it to you. And she keeps bugging me about it, so here it is. She says, "You have t-shirts, too, for stories. Would you give it to my grandma?" Oh, and she also says, "I have to say, I love this town." Which is fine, because I totally do. Thanks. Lulu, not my real name, but that's what grandma calls me. I love this town. Lulu, thank you. And please tell your grandmother that I said thank you too, would you? Oh, I do. I love this town.